Thank you very much, Poland. So, dear colleagues, it's now almost 20 past five. I think the subject was important enough that we would devote all the time available to this subject. I mean, implementation of Article 5 is somehow at the heart of the convention. So I want to thank all delegations that have spoken for their engagement and for the very complete and exhaustive account they have given of their state of implementation. I suppose this can be followed up on the basis of the written statements also that have been distributed. I think it was a very rich debate and actually a very good overview of where we stand in the implementation of the Mind Ban Convention. I think we have to revert to the issue of extension on Friday morning, but besides that, I think we have concluded item 2C of the agenda. And what I would now propose to you is to take our agenda up at 2A and 2B and see if we can get through still before 6 p.m., which is the time allotted for us today. So with your agreement, I would like to pick up agenda point 2A, universalization. The mandate of the president provides that the president has the responsibility to promote the universalization of the convention and its norms. I would rather put it coordinate the promotion of the universalization of the convention and its norms, including in relevant multilateral and regional fora, as well as at the national level. This is, of course, not exclusive of the action that a member of the convention or states parties in the convention can undertake themselves to promote universalization. I think I just did today by inviting China to reflect on whether they can join it convention at some point in the near future. Without further ado, I would like to pass the floor on to the Belgium delegation, who in the name of the presidency would present what we have done in terms of action on the part of the presidency. Belgium, you have the floor.